Liam Mitchell. Good afternoon, Liam.
Good afternoon, Joe. How
well,
are you?
You bought your taxi plate in 1998 for 106,000. What's happened?
For the equivalent of 106,000 euros. Now, I have a document in my possession, which is the taxi licence, which tells me that there's one more transfer on the plate. But Minister Kelly has decided that from tomorrow evening that taxi licences are no longer transferable. So effectively what the minister has done is he has decided to completely write off my 100,000 plus investment in a business.
Well, what happens, God forbid, if you were to die or retire, what happens to your taxi plate?
Well, I rang the NTA yesterday afternoon to ask them this question, and the exact wording that I got from the girl on the phone was that if I had an arrangement in place with them prior to my dying, that it could be left to a member.
So then what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that, when the plates were bought at 100,000, and my plate was bought at 100,000, for any guy that bought a plate from Dublin City Council at 5,000 euro, €6,300.
We know that argument, and that argument has been well hashed out, and part of it is in the courts, and part of it was people looking for compensation. Most of that has failed so far.
That's what's happened. Now the final straw is that the minister decides to completely strip down the asset. I mean, if you buy any business, Joe, the assets of a business remain in the business until such time as the business is disposed of.
So they're saying that if you retire or you die, the taxi plate retires or dies with you.
That's right. Okay. That's right. That a taxi plate is no longer transferable, and
their argument, I presume, is sure a new taxi plate. I'm presuming they say a new taxi plate doesn't cost 108,000 anymore. It costs five.
Well, no, Joe. But the thing is, firstly, the councils are no longer issuing new taxi plates. The only taxi plate that you can get now is a wheelchair accessible taxi plate, and the cost of the vehicle associated with that is phenomenal. And the other disadvantage and the other thing that I think is inherently wrong in this is that any multi-plate owner, anyone who has more than one plate and has the plates in a company name, can transfer the plates without any difficulty. They can sell the company. The plates are part of the company.
Because the plates stay in the company.
It gives preference to the bigger man who has a number of plates.
Okay, well, but on the other hand, and we're getting this confusion as well in terms of a clear answer, you say when you rang the NTA, the National Transport Authority, they said you can put an arrangement in place.
Yes, on your debt.
To pass it on to your member of your family.
Correct. But, I mean, in the event of a sudden death, a heart attack, a stroke, suicide, whatever happens, you know, not everybody would have that done. And, you know, it's either a situation where a plate is transferable or it's not transferable. There's this grey area where if you have an arrangement, it can be transferred to a member of your family. But, you know, it's either black or it's white. It's either transferable or it's not transferable.
Okay.
And the disadvantages, I say, that, you know, to an individual can't transfer, but multi-plate holders can. And that's inherently wrong also.
Okay, Liam Mitchell, 51551. Sean, more small business. Taxi men and women are running a small business. Go ahead, Sean.
Yes, Joe. Just on that issue there earlier on, just the different rules that they keep bringing out. I had a taxi. I came into the industry in 2009. I was renting a plate. It was my own car. I was renting a plate. They brought in new rules there a couple of years ago to say that your taxi had to be 3 years old, because if you were in the industry before 2009, it doesn't matter. Your car could be 10 years old, but if you were in the industry after 2009, your car had to be 3 years old.
It cannot be more than 3 years old.
It can't be more than three years old.
It cannot be more than. So it has to be a relatively new car.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I have been saving like mad to get this new car.
Okay.
So I can put my own plate on it and be independent.
You have to buy an 11D, basically.
Exactly, to the 3rd of April.
You cannot buy a 10D.
No, it won't suit, unless it's an S-Class Mercedes or something like that, and there's certain stipulations there as well. But basically, I just wanted to buy my own plate and put it on my own car and be an independent and not have to rent. But they're after bringing in more new rules now that say that the licences are not transferable, so I can't buy a plate now, so there's no point buying a brand new car or a 3-year-old car.
So will you, can you continue being a taxi driver?
The only way I can continue being a taxi driver is if I rent a complete taxi. Or if I get an 11D car and put the plate on it.
But you're saying you can't afford an 11D car?
No, not a...
Okay, there's a
that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no point me shelling out, you know, $12,000 or whatever for a new three-year-old car.
Yeah, but bizarrely, we cannot get a statement from the National Taxi Regulator about what the new rules are. They said, and the National Transport Authority told us that the taxi drivers that were contacting us were right, that they cannot transfer the plate in the family,
yeah.
But they won't give us a statement or haven't given a statement to that effect. So, but Bill Bryan is in Tullamore. Bill, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Joe?
You're in the taxi business 60 years. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, my father before me and myself
family,
now.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, like, is this, again, government discrimination against a self-employed person? Build up a business, you build up equity in your business, so now they're telling me my business that I've worked 60 years in a family is worthless and useless. And I want to know who actually came up with this scenario and who did discuss it with. I've never heard anything about it. Just as that gentleman says, every few months you get something in the post from the national taxi or the regulator's body telling you we have switched. We even have another problem now that the suitabilities will only be done in 5 centres now. Which means I do special needs school runs. I'm going to have to take the vans off the road now on that day to drive to a test centre an hour away, maybe stay an hour back. I'm going to lose a day's work and kids are going to be off school. Has anybody in the regulator's office thought of that?
Sean.
Well, I mean, like I'm in a position here now. Like I'm renting a wheelchair accessible taxi at the moment. Okay. Now, this wheelchair accessible taxi is 06. Okay. Now, it's because of the rules that were governed when this taxi was able to be on the road today. But if they change the owner of this taxi to a different plate owner, this the laws would be changed, and you'd have to upgrade this vehicle. Do you know what I mean? To keep up to date with the new. Wheelchair laws and stuff like that.
But Bill Bryan, the Minister, Alan Kelly, in charge of taxis and other things as well, but he was on Morning Ireland yesterday saying this is going to be brilliant. All these regulations are absolutely brilliant.
We're delighted for Mr. Kelly that he'll be getting his pension at the next election because basically he has not discussed this with anybody. I'm 60 years in the business, Joe. Nobody ever asked me or my family business.
They're going to they've 8 inspectors. They're going to employ 15 more.
Wouldn't matter. I'm compliant, Joe. And the other literally kick in the tail that they were with there was that we're going to be more revenue compliant. Mr. Kelly obviously has forgot that every year when we get our license, we have to be revenue compliant. Every time we get our SPSV driving license, we have to be revenue compliant. I wonder what is the man actually saying?
Yeah, it's the fact that they keep changing the goalposts. You know, they keep moving the goalposts every so often, and they don't notify anybody. You know, I mean, you have to get onto them nearly every week just to keep on top of things.
Yeah,
because they keep changing everything.
Yes,
I know people out there actually say, you know, taxi drivers are making a fortune. But, like, the statistics say in the last 2 years, Joe, seemingly 40 to 50 taxi drivers have committed suicide under the pressures they're under.
Yes.
And I know all my friends and that are in business in taxis down the country are on their backs, Joe. And Mr. Kelly and company doesn't seem to be doing us any good. So I just want to wonder what's he going to do for the small self-employed guy like me, Joe.
Okay, that's
Bill.
At the end of the day, we are self-employed. You know, we are looking after our families, and we have all of mortgages to pay and stuff like that. And you know, and if everything's put against us, you know, when you're only going out trying to do a day's work, it's just madness.
Okay.
You know.